Welcome to Minster Bank Community Voices, where we give you a behind-the-scenes look at the people who make our organization great.
This week's guest is Brian Senke, Wealth Management Advisor at our Troy location.
At the bank, I work in our Troy office, and I'm a financial planner. I work in our private wealth group, and our role is primarily to help clients create a plan, implement it, be able to monitor it, and then provide investment advice along the way to help reach those goals.
Okay. What would you say are some of the common questions that you get from your clients?
Well, it kind of depends on what stage they are in their planning process, but those that are trying to retire or at least get to retirement, most are asking, you know, am I on track? Am I doing enough to get to that goal? And then the ones that are in retirement tend to be a little bit more worried about the market, and probably one of the bigger questions that we've been hearing lately is, are we going to have a recession? Because we've had a pretty long bull market, so lots of talks about the potential recession coming, but those are the most common.
So you said obviously it depends. People have different goals when they're coming to you, depending kind of their stage in life. What is the best time to start coming to a financial advisor?
I really would say it's never too early. I mean, a lot of people think, well, if I don't have a lot of money or I'm not in a position to start talking to people about planning, but everybody needs a plan. And the earlier you can get one started and create a roadmap, if you will, your odds of being more successful in your planning and in your investing and reaching the goals that you have for yourself become a lot higher.
Goals, what are some of the ways that you help your clients reach their
goals? It's a process. A lot of people don't think of certain things that they do or purchase as goals. But when we're helping clients with the planning process, we're just trying to put ideas out there based on our experiences. You know, a goal could be that you want to leave children or siblings a certain amount of money when you pass away, or maybe you want to help them with college expenses, or maybe in retirement you want to help a son or daughter with a future wedding, or maybe it's a retirement house. Just different things like that, and just trying to help open their minds and think about those things in the future.
So going into 2020, we're almost there. What are some of the big resolutions, I guess, you would tell clients to work on for 2020?
The biggest thing I think that clients need to do, if they don't have one already, is to create a financial plan. The planning process, when it comes to wealth management, is probably the most important part of the plan. The investments are important, but the planning process is really the most important. If I was to talk to somebody, and what is the most important thing you can do for this coming year, is make sure we're doing that. Also, on top of that would be to increase retirement savings. Most people aren't doing enough of that now, and it's important to do that maybe a little bit incrementally. Don't go really big at first, but maybe get a little bit smaller and then work your way up to a bigger number. Those would be the two most important things, I think.
Go back a little bit. I asked when the best time to start working with a financial advisor is. What are some qualities that people should look for when they're kind of looking for the right person to work with?
I think that relationship between you and your financial advisor, your planner, is really important. You don't get along with everybody, so you want to go find an advisor, interview a few, make sure that your personalities are similar, or at least can work together. Also, it's really important, I think, to find a planner or an advisor that is acting as a fiduciary. Not a lot of people understand what a fiduciary is, but a fiduciary means that the advisor always has to act in the client's best interest. And not all advisors act in that standard. And I think if you want to have a good plan and trust the person you're working with, that person should be a fiduciary.
We talked about goals that people should have as they're preparing for 2020 and saving. If you had to give someone, what is the number one piece of advice when it comes to planning for your financial future, what would it be?
Be realistic and have reasonable expectations. To me, that's probably one of the most important jobs that we have with our clients, is helping them realize what expectations are reasonable based on, you know, their current path and what they've saved. From there, you can have a much better outcome, I think, in your retirement plan. Because everybody wants the most, but to get into retirement and not have expectations that were reasonable based on your savings can be pretty disappointing. Could even possibly mean you have to work longer.
People who are younger, maybe they just started working, what would you tell them about the importance of beginning to save for retirement now?
Time is on your side. The two most important things that you have to get to your goal in retirement is going to be time and rate of return. And to add a third would be how much you save. The more time you have, the less you have to save, because you have all those years of growth. So for those younger folks that are just getting into the workforce, make sure you're taking advantage of your company's 401k plan if you have one. I mean, that's free money in the match program. So make sure you're trying to at least defer as much as you can to get 100% of your company's match. And getting started, I think, is the most important. I think some people are just afraid to get started, and I can't live without this extra couple dollars each week. So even if it's 1%, get started and then work your way towards a higher goal. The planning, creating a plan for yourself is probably the most important step that people could take to make sure they're on the right path. I think, what's the old adage? If you fail to plan, you plan to fail. So make sure you get a plan, find a good planner to help you with that process and help you get through that.
Visit MinsterBank.com or stop by your nearest branch to learn more about how we can serve you.